Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'ma just get in the booth and I'ma let it rap. Yeah. I got a little something right here, but I'm just going for the heart. Yeah.
'Cause I've been down, I got life. I should've been dead, but I'm living so high, yeah. I shouldn't be here, oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here, oh no, 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 no. 'Cause if it wasn't for God leading the way, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I shouldn't be here, oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here, oh no, 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 no.
If I could be honest, I shouldn't be able to breathe. Pops was like 1-9 and moms was 17. She was crying, pops was like we made a mistake. But it's okay, we can fix it, we'll go to the doc as soon as we wait. But wait, she was too far along. She the boy now, everything will be wrong. So maybe this wasn't a mistake after all. Maybe Aaron Cole was born to be this raw. Look, one came and everything was a chip. Two came and then my pops had to split. Look, came back, but it was with a little sister. And three came, and I was just a rapping like this. Yeah, but how does it feel to know you wasn't wanted? And maybe this was all not real. To know you was just one good late night pimping. It makes me wanna ask, is there a point of
living? I got life. I should've been dead, but I'm living so high. Yeah, I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. If it wasn't for God lead the way, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I shouldn't be here.
Hey, yo,
oh, no,
so make sure you break it down.
I shouldn't be here. Oh, yeah. No, 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 no.
If I can be honest, shouldn't be up on the stage. All the stuff I've been through, I thought I'd never see this day. Way back in seventh grade, they said I'll never make what seems to be reality. Cling to his mentality. Just another Bristol rapper, gonna be at the hillbilly. I made it my ambition to make my school feel silly. Fast forward, freshman year, another grind level. I dropped 15, they told me I'm on side level. It's crazy people don't grind and they don't blame themselves. Them everything in the world, but they don't name themselves. And tell you you can't make it and try to break your smack. But all I gotta say is, look at me now. You mean to tell me I should be where I'm at? Without God, I'm a mess. Like the Brooklyn Nets, I shouldn't be here. But yes, I'm going farther. Don't believe, just watch. I put my trust in the Father.
I got life. I should've been dead, but I'm living so high. Yeah, I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. 'Cause if it wasn't for God leading the way, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. So where would I be if it wasn't for you? Where would I be if you didn't love me? I got life. I should've been dead, but I'm living so high. Yeah, I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. 'Cause if it wasn't for God leading the way, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no. I shouldn't be here. Oh no, 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 no.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. How y'all feeling out there today? Woo! This is Pulse of Northern Neck Radio Show brought to you by Unified Reach Network, URN Midwest. That's right. How y'all doing out there in the Midwest? How y'all doing out there in the East Coast? North, South? Holla at your boy. Y'all can give us a call at 347-996-5129. Once again, the number is 347-996-5129. I'm your humble host, Orlando Presents. Man, we have a great show for you playing. I say that every week, but hey, I feel like that every week. So we have a great show for you playing today. We have a special guest straight out of Tappahannock, Virginia. For those of you that are in the area, Kilmarnock area, you know where Tappahannock is. It's right up the road. So definitely this brother comes from Tappahannock, Virginia. He's been doing music for a little while now. So definitely, man, I'm excited to have him on here. He's a little twist from what we usually have on air. So definitely I want y'all to sit back, relax, and just enjoy what the brother has to offer. And we're going to be right back. We're going to play a couple of songs here and just get into the feeling, get into the mood, and then we'll be right back. This song here is called He Promised by a new duo straight out of Chicago, Illinois. What's up, a new duo, Chi-Town and the Heezy? So we're going to have a good time this morning, man. So y'all get up, scratch the sleep out of your eyes, wash your face, get some breakfast, sit back, listen to your boy, all right? So we'll be right back.
I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys, sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feels like, trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time, trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain, cause I'm chilling, trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support the line no more, I won't even try no more.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it, in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them records deal for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill go. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind head, Philistine, get the guillotine. Three racks from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billie Jean. But your calendar is still based off Hemisphere. Right, BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? Beast and mock and you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God.
My I won't
God,
support God. The lie no more.
Yes,
I won't even try no more. Yes. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more.
That's super. Naturally change our future. Give us beauty for ashes. You give us water for dirt. You give us purpose and passion and direction and heal the hurt. Prosperity for poverty. You solving these problems. But so many are blinded by greed. They want to be violent. But their father is calling. They procrastinate and it's silent. Only time they calling out to him would they keep falling. And they wonder why. They wonder why. They wonder why they struggle. But as soon as he answer their prayer, they turn their back when they bubble. But then they want to pray again because consequences trouble. But he is forgiven. Make a determined decision to give your life to his vision, not the prison of their religion. He came that we could walk in the perfect law of the liberty, and I could never ever pay back what he did for me. They misleading you, the poison that they feeding you, reading the Wikipedia. So many lost, broken hearts, many broken minds. And God's love is realer than any we could hope to find. Standing up for the truth, speaking words of life for the sick. Don't believe the hype, don't be trapped, and please don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. It's time to fly, it's time to soar, it's time to live some more. My past is ancient history, just like a dinosaur. The master's piece will take your broken pieces, make them masterpieces. Please believe this through Yeshua, known as Jesus.
check our whole back, repatriating the dreams. Well, God has prepared for those that love him, no man is seen. You're invited to get excited and get ignited. Be anxious for nothing, the Father will provide it. I'm waging war with my words and I'm watching worlds collide. And yes, I'm syndicated, vindicated, certified.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Brother War right there. I'm telling you, man, y'all need to check out some of these indie artists. They were doing some big things. Brother War. Excuse me. Yeah, like I said a little bit earlier, our special guest today is going to be none other than Cameron Ashton from Tappahannock, Virginia. The brother has been doing some big things, so make sure y'all pay attention. Make sure y'all tune in. If you're not able to listen in now, anybody that's listening in online or anything of that nature, make sure you let your friend know, hey, tune in to Pulse and Northern Neck Radio Show every Wednesday and Friday at 9 a.m. I have guests, special guests calling in around 10 a.m. so we can chop it up, have a good time and everything. So definitely. Let me see here. I like this song here. This brother here, I believe, is from Nigeria, and we usually play their music on Angels of Melody. So shout out to Angels on Deck. What's up, sister? So we're going to go ahead and play this group, Difference. I like the song. The name of the song is called Everything, and we'll be right back with Pulse of Northern Neck Radio Show here on URN Midwest.
Everything you are, you do mighty things, mighty God you are. You do glorious things, glorious you are. You do everything, everything you are. You do everything, everything you are. The mighty thing, mighty God you are. You the glorious thing, glorious you are. You do everything, everything you are.
Jehovah,
it's the
Messiah. host of Cover Story, The Fix Tape by Frankie Bell.
I just wanna show you off. You already, yeah, you the perfect one. God, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Since I got with you, I feel like God, I don't want me a trophy. Trophy. Oh, Lord. I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you're the perfect one. God, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Since I got with you, it feel like I done won. Trophy.
Hallelujah.
Trophy. I want me a trophy. Whoa. I want me a trophy. Trophy.
Hey.
I want me a trophy. He's been everything I'd ever wanted to need. I was homeless, still I had some food to eat. And I once was blind, but now I see. So don't tell me what he can't do, 'cause I'm telling you what he's done for me. Heartbroken, yet I got over it. I got a testimony, a face I never noticed. I know what he can do, I'm just trying to get you to focus. You don't gotta go do it alone.
No, 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 no.
Be encouraged, God is with us, he's working. He said he'll never leave. Listen, no, it's a curtain. Jesus is coming back and I really want him to notice. Until the day he comes to me. Take you out and show you off. You already know that you're the perfect one. God, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Since I got with you, I feel like I done won. Trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. I want me a trophy.
God is everything, everything to me. And he's everything, everything I need, yeah. You see, I'm covered in the blood, so whatever may come, I know everything, everything, everything I need is in you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yet I got over it. I got a testimony and faith that I've been watching. I know what he can do. I'm just trying to get you to focus. You don't gotta go do it alone. Jesus is coming back and I really want him to notice. Until the day he comes for me. Oh, I just want to take you out and show you all. You already know that you're the perfect one.
Hey.
Trophy. I want me a trophy. I want me a trophy.
Hallelujah.
Trophy.
That's right.
I want me a trophy.
Want to be a trophy? Want to show off your glory? I'm your host, K-Drama. This is Cover Story, The Fix Tape by Frankie Bells. We're going to get into this next joint.
Amen. Hey, back.
God himself decided to identify himself with kingship. Not with a governor, not with a prime minister, not with a president, but he identified himself with a king. So to understand God, we must study and understand what a king is like, because that is the best way to interpret God.
Yeah, I'm a child of a king, Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim. He is my Lord and provider, child of a king, Alpha, Omega, Yahshua gave his own life and saved us. Child of a king, Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim. He is my Lord and provider, child of a king, Alpha, Omega, Yahshua gave his own life for us. Yeah, he the king,
he the king.
Child of a king, so that means I'm royalty, citizen of the kingdom, and I'm faithful to it loyally. Yeah, I might be in this world, but my residence resides where my king is ruling and he's reigning from beyond the sky.
He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He is awesome and always do amazing things. He the champ and he stand undefeated, so you don't want it. You can Michael Jackson beat it. I'm a child of a king, Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim. He is my Lord and provider, a child of a king, Alpha, Omega, Yahshua gave his own life for us. Yeah, he the king. Would never go without
anything.
When they need that, he always showing out. Blessings stay running like water, they be flowing out. When I'm in his presence, I'm staying. I ain't going out. He the greatest, it ain't none greater. He got more power than I would later have flavor. So to all the haters who blaspheme his name, he coming soon and you gon' find out he truly reigns. I'm a child of a king, Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim. He is my Lord and provider, child of a king, Alpha, Omega, Yahshua gave his own life for us. Yeah, he the king. Before time began, creator and the only true God of man, who has given us instructions on survival, and who we are, you can find it all in the Bible, and his love is unconditional, not based on emotions, his love for his creation, it goes deeper than the ocean, and there will never be another greater ruler than Christ, don't let them other phony ones fool you. I'm a child of a king, Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim, he is my Lord and provider. Child of a king, Alpha, Omega, Yahshua gave his own life for us. Yeah, he the king.
It's about a king, a kingdom, and his kids. It's about a king, a kingdom, and his kids. It's about a king, his kingdom, and his children. That's what the Bible is about.
Amen. 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 Humble one, child of a king. Make sure y'all go check him out. Hit him up on Facebook. Tell him, let him know what you think of this. Think of this joint right there. I like it. Me, myself, I like it. So, child of a king. That's right. I was over here bobbing and weaving over here. I'm telling you, if y'all watch me, man, on Facebook Live or something while I'm doing the show, y'all be like, that dude just be going off. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Juanita Moses. Juanita Moses was Simply Excellence out there in New Jersey. My man, Block Rider, with the festival. His wife, how are y'all doing out there? Check out the festival every Sunday at 5:30 on URN Network East. URN Network East. You can dial in at 347-857-1395 over there on Sundays. Also, my man Petey Nature, Cooking with Petey Nature, every Sunday.
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. Honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth, brother. I'm going to let everybody know the truth. This is the first time that I've ever heard of you, other than when Amanda Rogers, shout out to Amanda, what's up, my fabulous PR person. before she introduced me, it was like, hey, I got Cameron Dashton, put him on the show, books. So I was like, okay, cool. I read over your bio. I was like, man, this brother's been out for a little bit now. So what have you been doing, and how have you basically been under the radar for myself, because people in Tappahannock probably know who you are. So just let us know a little bit about yourself.
I'm a 2000 graduate of Essex High School. I grew up, in the local area, but I've done some traveling around for probably about 9-10 years after I left high school, playing football and serving in the military and now taking on a music career. And so I've kind of bounced around and ended up right back at home in the one place I said I wasn't going to come, but you know how it all works out, it's a blessing to be back in the area. And so I've kind of taken off a little bit, with my music here. And I'm pretty grateful, you know, to be in this spot, nonetheless.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, what would one thing be within your music career that you would say, man, I can't believe I was able to do that?
Well, my grandmother, she's a big influence in my music. I was raised in the church, so I was in the choir at a very young age, and she kind of pushed me. She's also a singer in the choir locally, has been for the last 40 years, and you know, I was just bred in the church, so that's kind of my background, you know, to have gotten me, I guess, propelled to start, you know, in music altogether has been the church. So.
Okay, awesome, awesome. But was there anything within your music career that has just taken you by surprise, that you couldn't believe that you were able to, like, a particular person that you were able to perform with, or, you know, a particular venue that you always wanted to perform at? Has anything like that ever happened to you thus far in your career?
Yeah, actually, I was living in North Carolina, and I won a contest on the radio from 94.7 down, you know, out of Raleigh. And so I got to open up for a big country artist named Joe Nichols. And so after I got to talk to him backstage and interact with him, he was like, you know, Cameron, you should move to Nashville. You have something special. And so I ended up moving to Nashville after my stint with the Air Force was over. And when I was out there, I got to, like, perform with Tyler Farr, you know, Music Mafia, Chris Jansen, some of the big names in country now, that they were earlier in their careers, you know, then. And so that kind of, like, set the standard for me early on. So I was like, you know, because the competition was just, it was fierce. So I kind of got in there with those guys and learned some different tricks of the trade. And so it's kind of helped me, you know, keep moving on, you know, with what's going on now. And I got to perform at the National in Richmond twice in the last 4 years, and that was a pretty big venue for me. I was like, wow, I got on the stage, and I was just like, you know, this is what it's all about. This is what I've been kind of yearning for. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's good awesome.
So far.
Yeah, yeah. Now, since you live in Chappahannock, Virginia, a lot of people that may listen to the show later on will most likely be from bigger cities. A lot of people say, well, if you're in a small city, you should move away. You should do this or do that in order to make it in the music industry. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's definitely some truth to that. You know, there's a lack of resources, you know, coming from a smaller area, but I kind of feel like, you know, if it's meant, then it'll happen, you know, that God ultimately has, you know, the major plan for you, that, you know, he's going to put you there regardless, you know, what area that you come out of. But there's truth to, you know, major cities having a lot more resources and things, you know, of that nature to help propel you. So I'm kind of looking at, you know, traveling back to these cities that I've had, you know, influence on early in my career, because a lot of those people still remember me, so I can probably shoot back out there and kind of now, you know, put my press kits out there, you know, stuff like that, things of that nature, CDs and stuff like that. I'm getting ready to release, so.
Right. Okay. Now, in the hip-hop industry, you hear it a lot, especially within the CHH, the Christian hip-hop industry. You hear it a lot about not being placed in a box. My question is, how did you sustain and how did you come about this originality about yourself within, you know, the genre of music that you've chosen to, you know, chosen to perform?
Well, you know, in the South, a lot of stuff is still, you know, in certain areas, still kind of, you know, segregated a little bit. So I've had the, I guess, blessing to grow up around both types of people, the really, really well off and the really, really, you know, not as well off. So I've kind of taken both those worlds, you know, with some country music and some rock and some rap and R&B and stuff like that, and kind of mixed it together because I kind of feel like that is me. You know, I mean, that's kind of the vibe I have. So doing my music, I've kind of just incorporated a lot of different sounds, you know. I feel what I do, so it's kind of hard to explain, but it's what comes out at the end of the day.
Right. Well, like they said, a picture, you know, says is worth a thousand words, or says a thousand words, or whatever. And you're in a picture that we have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I like to have fun doing what I do. It's a blessing, you know, for me to be alive. You know, I feel, you know, I've had some close calls to where my life's always almost been taken a few times and things of that nature. So I feel like at the end of the day, I have a message, you know, to bring across, and there's something inside of me that fuels that. You know, I've been through a lot, so I have a real story to tell. It's, you know, it's genuine. You know, it's 100. So.
Right. Do you know? I'm pretty sure you do, but I'm not gonna assume. But do you know Jarrell?
Yes, Jarrell Golden. Yes, yep. Yeah. We use the same producer early in both of our careers. You know, we're still mutual friends with Brian Sprouse, you know, who kind of helped, I would say, craft both of our sounds in a way. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know Jarrell very well. He's taken off as well.
Yeah. Doing some great things, man. Doing some great things for the, you know, for the body. Most definitely, man. Shout out to both of y'all holding it down up there in Tappahannock. So, is there anything in the near future or maybe the later future you and Jarrell may do a collab together?
Yeah, absolutely. I would see that definitely being a possibility. He's a great guy, and he's easy to get along with. I feel like he has the same drive and, you know, a lot of the same, you know, background and stuff like that I have, you know. So that's always a plus when you can work with someone who's to be diligent and also obedient and also, you know, to show the enthusiasm, you know, towards, you know, the work, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Just off of the sound, you know, off of the music that I've heard from you so far, just to put it together a little bit. So, matter of fact, your music, what I want to do is I want to get into one of your songs now. I want to get into Living in My Town, which the name of it will be, you know, self-explanatory. But for those that may not know your town, can you explain just a little bit what brought you to even want to write about, you know, Tappahannock or where you stayed or anything of that nature?
Right. So the story behind this song was I was living in Nashville in 2006, and actually the song was written in Nashville. And so when I have ideas, they come pretty rapidly. I mean, and the song was actually written in about 10 minutes. And so I actually cut the first rough copy of this song in a closet in Nashville, and it came together. And I've just been kind of, over the years, you know, try to polish it up and get that sound I've been looking for. And then it finally came, and I was just like, yes, it, you know, thank you, God. You know, finally I'm starting to, you know, get some headway on my sound, you know, because I didn't want my sound to sound like anyone else's. I didn't really want to be, you know, I guess, you know, trying to bite off someone else's, you know, sound. So I just kind of sat here, and all these years I came up with, you know, some good things, I feel, and so it's coming together.
All right, fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Postal Northern Nick Radio Show. We're sitting down with Cameron Ashton from Tappahannock, Virginia. We're about to listen to one of his tracks here, one of his singles, Living in My Town. We'll be right back. haters, but then you had your genuine artist that was like, you know, he's kind of messing up the flow of things on how we really did our music scene here. So did Chris actually bring a music scene to Tappahannock, or did he add to what was already there?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, well, Chris had a good amount of, you know, the reason why, you know, Tappahannock was put on the map, you know, first of all, and as an artist, you know, I respect his work, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of other artists can, you know, say the same, but naturally, you know, the haters are going to come, you know, but, you know, everyone has their shortcomings, and, you know, I'm not any different, you know, but I love him personally, you know, it's, you know, his music and stuff is great, so I would have to say, yeah, Chris has definitely had an influence on the area. But DMV overall, I think, has been, you know, left out for a good amount of years. But we're kind of coming on the map. You know, there's a good, you know, influx of artists that are starting to come from the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area all together. So it's kind of I think it's that time, you know, to shine, you know. And, I mean, there's a lot of talent, you know, in this area that, you know, has been overlooked for a long time that I think is starting to shed some light on, like, you know, hey, these guys, you know, may be the real deal. So
right now, if anyone wanted to get with you as far as collaborations, book you for a show, anything of that nature, how would they go about doing so?
They can, I have my Facebook page is Cameron. I have, you know, my personal cell is 540-273-8487.
Okay.
Basically, I'm on the internet quite a bit, so, you know, I mean, I can be reached, you know, I do my booking and everything myself, so I don't have a manager, so to speak, so I don't really sleep because I'm always trying to answer the phone for shows and run up and down the road to do this and do that. I feel like, you know, the diligence will pay off eventually, but right now it's you know, it's a one-man operation. But, you know, God is, you know, behind it. So he's kind of pushing me to keep on moving, because I feel like, you know, I won't get anywhere if I stop or give up. You know, definitely won't happen that way.
Man, you spoke nothing but some golden jewels there, brother. I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's the truth. If you just stand still where you're getting to, that's regardless of wherever you're trying to do. You know, just
stand still
in one spot. You didn't move anywhere. But at least if you started moving like one little tidbit a minute, you know, just started moving real slowly, you'll eventually get to where you want to get to. Not as fast as you think you're going to get there, but hey, eventually you're going to get there. So how much patience do you have? So, but definitely, man, like you said, God will provide and he will, you know, put you in the right position and have the right people meeting up with you. In order to have the same mindset, brother, you know, you're going to go far as God wants you to go, definitely. Now, what is your drive? How did you have this passion and this drive for the music that you're doing? Is your family musically inclined, or is this, you know, something that you picked up later on in life? How did all of it come about for you?
Well, I started writing when I was about 5 years old. My mother was murdered, and so I took to writing, you know, through the advice of a therapist at a very young age, and so I started writing all of my feelings down, and I took to music because I feel like it just kind of like healed a lot of those wounds. And then in the last like 2.5 years, my father was murdered in Atlanta, and so I really just at that point just kind of closed myself in the room in my studio when I sat in here. I started just really, really writing and getting to it and just isolating myself away from just a lot of just the negativity. And I started really like being more persistent about my music and things like that. And I just, it just started happening for me. And so I was very, very in a depressed state. So I wrote all those feelings out. It's been on it ever since. You know, I feel like that
I have a story, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I feel like I have a story to tell, and the only way it can really come out is through music. And so I just sit in here and do it, brother, you know. I just sit here and just try to say my message across and say my life story. I feel like one day someone's going to hear it and it's going to be like, wow, you know, this is real, you know, which it is. You know, I live it every day. And so I kind of learned to take my time and just sit in here and produce, you know, 20 and 30 hours, you know, a week. And sometimes I go in the studio for just days on end, and the days have wrapped me up so much, you know, I can't really even tell what day it is, but I just know that the music has to come out, and it needs to come out. So, you know, and thank God it does. So.
Right. Amen. My condolences to you, brother. Most definitely, man. And that to me is proof that, you know, that plus other testimonies that I've heard is proof that God exists, right? Because the reason I say that is because there are a lot of people that have gone through what you've gone through, and they've gone down a separate road on handling it. God has, you know, gave you this talent to be able to compress that, you know, maybe anger, you know, maybe depression, things of that nature, and put it out, you know, in a positive manner instead of retaliating. My hat's off to you, and I just say glory to God, man, that he's giving you that peace in order to keep moving on.
Yep, I'm here for a reason. And so I just thank for every day that, you know, I have this music to keep me moving, because it truly is, you know, that along with my children are my motivating factor to just keep on, you know, keeping on day to day.
Amen. Well, before I let you go, most definitely, way before I let you go, I got to play at least one more of your joints here. Yeah, I have a song here called On My Own. Can you let the folks know a little bit about that song?
I was going through a divorce back in 2007, and I mean, I started writing immediately. I mean, because she had basically like deserted me and was gone, and I was like, you know, I'm on my own. I'm like, and so all of those feelings and everything at that point in time in my life, I was feeling that, so I put it down. I mean, and the best music that I felt put out has all been written in like 10 to 15 minutes, because, you know, the ideas come so rapid to almost like I can't really even keep up with putting the lines on the paper. You know, it's just amazing to where, like, I feel like, you know, it's real, it comes out, and you don't have to really force it. It'll just come, and it'll just flow naturally. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Pulse Northernet Radio Show, brought to you by URN Midwest. We're sitting down with Mr. Cameron Ashton live from Tappahannock, Virginia. If you don't know where Tappahannock is, man, get your map out and do some homework. I'm telling you. But Tappahannock, Virginia, you know, has the greats like Chris Brown, Jarrell, J-Rock Gold, and Mr. Cameron Ashton. And I'm pretty sure we have a lot of other greats coming out of there. And we're going to definitely try to have them here on the show. So definitely, y'all start supporting a lot of these local artists, Virginia artists. You know, we have some Virginia artists out here that are doing big things. So like my man Aaron Cole, he's from the Virginia area. I believe he lives in Atlanta.
Up this morning, had bad days. Too much tequila, I can feel it in my head. Her stuff is gone, and I gotta wonder why. out my black book for a wife for the night. Oh, look, I found one, it's just my type. Now that she's gone, I don't need her. I can do better on my own.
Hey, I'm like, sweetheart, now where do we go wrong? Never mind that, cause I'm still going strong. Try to dial your number, but it's straight to voicemail. I just wanted to talk now, thinking what the hell. I'm about to call an ex just to help me manage my time. She won't answer me, so I wrote you in a rhyme. Since you disappeared, leave me without a warning. I'm rolling with somebody else in the morning.
She's gone.
Sometimes the smallest circle is, you know, the better off you are, because too many wrinkles in the fabric can sure cause a tear.
I can understand sometimes, you know, they want your time and everything. They don't care about what daddy has to do. They, you know, I want your time now. Tell the radio station to wait. So thank you for very much. And man, don't make this the last time, brother. I would love to have you on the show again. And then also, we're doing some different little concerts and things that we're putting together out here in the Kilmarnock area. So I would love for you to come on out. I'll have Amanda get in touch with you and everything with some particulars and things of that nature. See if you can come on out.
Awesome. I'd like to thank Amanda Dunbar Rogers for being, you know, our point of contact, for having me, you know, link up with you and having me on the show, you know, today. I mean, it really means a lot. She worked real hard to get me through with you, and I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you.
No problem at all, man. Like I said, it's not going to be the last time. And whenever you have a single or something of that nature you want to push, you want to play, to put out, hey, give us a call, let her know, let me know, and we'll definitely get it on for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll have something coming to you in the near future.
All right. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this has been Pulse of Northern Neck Radio Show with our special guest, Cameron Ashton. All right, Cameron, you enjoy the rest of your day, brother.
Thank you, my man. You made it a great one. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is we're going to play maybe one or two more songs, and then we're going to let you all go. But make sure before I let you go, you make sure that you remember to keep God first. Regardless of whatever you're doing within your life, whatever you're doing within.
Got a brother looking at the calendar like, can I get a year back? Or will I ever get the opportunity to come again like I did in 2010, never near that, cause I fear that. How to waste my life for chasing this dream. Can't even take a wife, cause I think about the price, and I think about the life that comes with these things.
Have mercy,
will I ever get it right? Will I ever learn to fight? What's making me faint?
I'm dirty,
Father God, I really need some intervention, cause I'm feeling like I'm reaching the end, so please
hurry.
But yes, I sacrifice for your name's sake. And my heart's been jacked from all of this pain, ache. Snatched off that mask and placed on my game face. And even when I was going through it, I was just living to names great. Father, forgive me for not forgiving phony friends and my foes. God, I'm consistent, come in and commence with the cleansing my soul. Father, forgive me for not forgiving phony friends and my foes. Got a consistent commitment, commence with the cleansing my soul. Because I really wanna get the chopper like in the steady to put the commitment and hit him in the back of the belly. I'm on the mission, a competition for me to get ready. Cause when I think him, I'm a chopper like a bunch of confetti. Cutting me to a million pieces, I got the machete. Clipping him with the color fingers, said they calling me Eddie. Sleeping, I kill him, other dreamers, said they calling me Freddy. Making a head and disappear like he was back in the valley. You really wanna battle for me, man, I'm coming like an animal. Cannibal, animal, eat up a rapper like a denim. With damage, you with a lyrical, typical way I handle you. Planning for winners, putting in the city, call town for doom. This is the mission, we itching to get it. By clipping the take this running. Let y'all have it for a minute, but I want it back. You cannot take this.
Yes, yes. Once again, that was Second Chance with Can't Take This From Me. We have a caller on the line, so we want to open up our phone lines real quick. If you want to call in, 347-996-5129. All right, caller, who do we have on the line? Hello? Hello? All right. Maybe somebody just wanted to listen in. That's fantastic, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into a little bit more music here. This is Aeon called Goodbye, featuring Swift.
Yo, hold up. Hey, yo, what's up, man? Yo, are you serious? Yo, that's not funny. Yo, what do you mean he's dead? Here we go again. Another brother dies, another mother cries, trying to hide it running by. But behind the covered eyes, you could see her tears, wishing he was still here. Guess we'll see you on the other side. Wish I could run through his mind for a day and try to find what's confined, taking time just to pray. Wish his fate was sort of mine in a way, so refined in my blind, trying to find him a way. He couldn't deal with a set of regrets, and he probably thought his death wouldn't have an effect on anyone. So he made his decision to pray, then his slave. Now the grave is his prison. We sitting at his wake, but everybody's just wishing he would wake up. Yet another teen meets an untimely end. I guess this is it. Goodbye, my friend.
In my mind, it's so hard to say goodbye.
It's so hard just to say goodbye. I can't bring myself to say goodbye. I break down and cry.
In my mind, it's so hard to say goodbye.
It's so hard just to say goodbye. I can't bring myself to say goodbye. Sitting in the back of the church, stuck in disbelief. How fast we traveled the path to this misery. Couldn't breathe looking at my man in the casket. Broken since the day this pain became tragic. He was like a brother, we shared the same madness. So we chased one high at a time and became addicts. And inside we both knew we wouldn't heal as long as it took us to a place where we couldn't feel. Real life that haunted us when we were sober. On that fast track, hoping that it was slower. I guess we were both headed towards our death. But he just expedited the process. Got questions that the high isn't answering. Obviously not the way, look where it landed him. Could have been me too, so while I'm still alive, I'ma take this chance to say goodbye. Goodbye.
In my mind, it's so hard to say goodbye.
It's so hard just to say goodbye. I can't bring myself to say goodbye. I break down and cry.
In my mind,
myself to say goodbye.
Say goodbye. I don't wanna say goodbye. Goodbye.
Doors open at 7.
Yeah.
Everybody here because the party end at 11.
Uh-huh.
6:35 and we already live. Got the music top notch. DJ and it's the Reverend, huh? Or should I say Bishop? Lines at the door, ready for that free admission. You can hear the bass outside in the distance. Inside beat hitting like Sonny Liston. Members of the church fellowshipping on the dance floor. Non-members too, everybody get their jam on. Tell them turn it up when the jam on. Put it on repeat, gon' get your dance on. No liquor, no beer, no smoke, no cussing, no twerking, no cough, no choke, no backing nothing up except the car that you drove. But we still Christ-like, even when we in the zone, huh? Let the music take control of you. This is spirit-filled party, let it grow on you. Bring no ID, BYOB, that's the only thing you need, boy, I told you. See, hands get to clapping, toes get to tapping, that's the Holy Ghost moving glory to the captain. Ain't nobody standing on the wall looking absent, cause everybody out there on the floor making it happen. So, let the music take control of you. This is spirit-filled party, let it grow on you. Bring no ID, BYOB, that's the only thing you need, boy, I told you. So bring your own Bible. Huh? Bring your own Bible. So bring your own Bible. Yeah. Yeah. I bring your own Bible. This ain't your ordinary party, nah. See, we praise Christ, still party hard. You wouldn't expect this coming from God's army, huh? See, we edify him to let him know we love him, bruh. We unashamed of the gospel with Jesus Christ. Romans 1:16, I was screaming for life. But while the beat steady kicking, I'ma get on the flow and do exactly what I'm feeling. Give me the microphone and say exactly what I'm thinking. Got the missionaries with me and we all about business. We tell you about the atonement, how we died and it was risen for the sins we commit. And now we've all been forgiven, hold up. And let the music take control of you. This spirit-filled party, let it grow on you. Bring no ID, BYOB, that's the only thing you need, boy, I told you. So bring your own Bible. Huh? Bring your own Bible. Uh-huh. Yeah. So bring your own Bible. Yeah. Yeah. I say bring your own Bible. Turned up, house party straight packed though. Sweat rolling shirt stuck to your back though. Women's hair straight looking like an afro. We got the spirit in this window out of act, bro. We in a circle, ain't nobody playing back, bro. Hit the middle for the spotlight, there you go. You got it fitted, let me see you dip your hat low. And gon' do it like a pro. When the hands get to clapping, toes get to tapping. That's the Holy Ghost moving, glory to the captain. Ain't nobody standing on the ball looking absent, cause everybody out there on the floor making it happen. So let the music take control of you. This is spirit-filled party, let it grow on you. Bring no ID, BYOB. Tell the devil back, move over. And bring your own Bible. Huh? Bring your own Bible. Uh-huh. Yeah. So bring your own Bible. Yeah. Yeah. I say bring your own Bible.
Say hello.
New friends, I got a new friend. Everybody say hi to my new friend. Starting to feel as though down where
gotta make it official. Gotta launch like a missile and fly to your dream. Will nobody believe in only eyes your team. Gotta look to the top from the ground floor. It's just another day feeling like a groundhog. But when you look at the time, motivated you climb. Pop your head out the dirt, haters watching you shine. The groundhog's gotta stay again. Look in the mirror, your vision is getting clearer. Don't the pain to be forever, but the limit is the sky. We're never guarding your side. Give it a moment of breath and you tell your new self high. Like to see you again. Man, I needed a friend. You were there to the end. But now it really begins with a new chapter. And a story that's coming after is the victory lap. So my haters say for the laughter. Say hello. Whatever you snap in your mind, that's the vision you after the limit. Whatever you think, the sky's in it. Don't stop it, quit, even if you're not winning. Running full speed, tell them catch ya. And when you take flight, it's like master. Praise to the master. On your victory lap, and now your haters ain't for the laughter. Say hello.